Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to LSE, Sounds of the Shofar, Sunday preparation meeting and planning. And we are going to have prayer and then turn it right over into the hands of Apostle Shania. Over to you.
Father God, we come right now. We thank you. We exalt you, Lord God. We thank you for this gathering. God, we pray that we will have an ear to hear that which you are saying, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we, our spirits are open and attentive to your voice. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for inviting us, Father God. Now let that which heaven has already written and established, Father God, for this coming together, Father God, be released now for understanding and for clarity. We're acknowledging you, God, in all of our ways. Direct our path, Father God. Let us not have an agenda, but thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, amen. All right, so let's get started. Let's get started. Thank you all for calling in. I definitely need to know who's on the line so that I'll know where to go with this process. So if we can get a roll call, that would be very helpful.
I'm here.
Pastor K. Hey. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Pastor
Bethana Hardy. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I heard both people.
Evangelist.
Okay, okay.
Minister Shawan.
Wonderful, wonderfully awesome. Okay. Wonderful. So I'm going to assume that's everybody. Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Well, this is how we're going to do this. Oh, thank you for letting me know. Coming to your partner.
Okay, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what we want to do is I want to give a brief.
This is for
say
Apostle
Smith. This is an announcement someone said?
No, I was saying this is for Apostle's benefit. Please mute your mic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm muted.
All right. Oh, yes, that's exactly the kind of fire pits we're looking for. Can you send me a price? Okay, so what we want to be able, okay, that fire pit is, we are severely multitasking. We are doing a search for fire pits and things like that. So if I interject that in, you know, just flow with us, just flow with us. So what we want to act, yes, how much? What we want to do is, I want to do a recap of yesterday's meeting, kind of a quick recap, so that we can kind of begin to develop a flow for Sunday service. So what I want to start off, amen, 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 and personally what we can begin to do is get some information so that people know. So first I would like for all clergy to wear either all white or white clergy or their cassock. So if you don't have white clergy, you can wear your black cassock. If you have all white, by all means, you can wear all white. If you're someone that serves in multiple capacities, so if I have contacted you, and I'm not sure if Missionary Renita is on the phone.
Missionary Renita, I think I talked to Minister Regina already. I pray I did. Minister Regina, did I ask you if you would serve with the Villa when I spoke with you?
No, ma'am, not about that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm asking you now. So can you either wear all white or your cassock or a cassock or contact me, because I definitely want you to be a part of the all white, and I definitely want you to be a part of the Billow Ministry and the Ecumenical Pashaw Ministry and some other acts of worship.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, go on.
What was the first one you said? The Billow Ministry?
Right, the billow. So we have this really large white billow, and so it is going to be a part of what we use in the worship experience this coming Sunday. And so I am putting together a team of 8 individuals to minister in that capacity. All 8 individuals may not do it all the time, but I want them to be available and prepared to minister, not just kind of billow it, but actually minister it. And part of ministering the billow is the release, and it is the exchanging of anointing, charging the atmosphere. It is ushering the anointing in and properly distributing it across those who are recipients, and in this case, across the land. So,
okay.
I'll put you down and I can get back with you.
Okay.
So, that same group of people, I want to be prepared to minister the ecumenical prayer shawl as well. And so, there will be various acts, various items of worship that will be implemented into this worship experience. So whether it's horns or tambourines or praise dancing or streamers, just various acts. And so we definitely want to put together a group of people that, if not understand, believe that they are to be recipients of. He asked me if they have sense. If not understand, believe that they need to be, they are to be recipients of both the anointing of Miriam and the anointing of Mary. The anointing of, the anointing of, and those anointings falling under the umbrella of signs and wonders shall follow them. So those individuals that understand the scripture as it speaks to, signs and wonders will follow them that believe. And the scripture informs us of Miriam's prophetic anointing that ushered in deliverance. And as she ministered them through their promise. Mary, on the other hand, anointing was that of worship, which both of their anointings broke out into prophetic singing. So while I may not be asking anybody to break out into prophetic singing, I definitely are seeking those individuals that don't mind standing in awe of God. Come on, God. That don't mind standing in awe of and gratefulness, and yet understanding the Chronicles passage of repentance and turning, so that they are able to usher in a level of their glory carrier. Right. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
So those individuals that I have reached out to, that's part of what we're asking individuals to do and be responsible for. And so, again, understanding it, so as you are in preparation, understanding it as it relates to signs and wonders follow believers, but the belief that is being released is a belief that goes past the normal supernatural, but the belief that creates the atmosphere for the supernatural to be birthed in. It causes the atmosphere to be in great awe at God. So the whole thing is being in awe with God, being just simply impressed with who he is and not treating or handling him with hands that are familiar. Like, oh, I got a pulse on this. I know how he does apples and oranges. No, being in awe, the splendor, Scripture talks about the splendor of his majesty. The splendor of his majesty. Thank you. And all right, so understanding that and being a part of the release of that, being understand that we're glory carriers, glory bearers, and so we are manifesting the plan. What you mean? We're manifesting the plan of the Lord in this land and that which is forthcoming. So the first thing is we're in white, ladies, not pants, ladies, not pants. We definitely, our white needs to not be pants, how's that? Okay. And if not white, clergy, you don't have to be in everything. This isn't, you need to wear your tippets and all of that. I want us to see the concept is the workman's garb. And so I want us to be, for those individuals who have on TASAF, to be free to flow in the garment that positions us to be workmen for the Lord. All right, wonderful. So as it, any questions, comments, insights, suggestions, concerns, any other answers?
I just got on. I'm sorry for being late, but so the attire for Sunday is for certain individuals to wear the cassocks or wear white, or everybody to wear the white?
All clergy.
All clergy is wearing all white clothing.
Clergy is
or
either all white, or they are wearing and white. White may be off white. I understand that, or winter white. Or they are wearing their cassocks. And their cassocks are either white or black. Unless you. Yeah. Wonderful. Any other questions? Suggestions, concerns, anything? And it's just what we're asking individuals to do. So I don't want anybody to feel pressured about it or anything like that. So it's just we're asking you to wear white or black clergy. And that's it. Okay, yes, Queen Winter White. Okay, that's fine. Got you. Okay, so I'm going to assume there's no. We are asking everyone to bring their prayer shawls and whatever items of worship. So we're definitely asking everyone to bring their prayer shawls and their shofars, their trumpets, their tamarinds, their streamers, horns, just whatever foot tamarinds, ankle tamarinds, there's some of everything out there. So whatever items of bells, whatever items of worship you have, we definitely want to bring them and present them, consecrate them, and then use them throughout this worship experience. We're good? Keep going?
All righty then.
All right, so the shofar, the ministry of the shofar is going to happen periodically throughout the entire service. And there are several, you all have received information in your bags regarding the various reasons that the shofars were blown. And so we want to definitely continue constantly give reference to those things that were in your brown bag worship that talked about bare minimum, the eight reasons, or biblical, let me put it that way, biblical importances of the shofar, and it has scriptural references, and so we definitely want to encourage you to review that. There are several different sounds that the shofar can make, that represent different things as well. And so just as there is a gift of interpretation of tongues, there's the interpretation and understanding of the shofars. And so that leads me to where we are. My next point, I don't recall everybody that was on the line, but we definitely need those that have or those or that, those individuals that have scribal anointing, so they can record what is being released into the atmosphere, and then what the atmosphere is releasing unto us. So they are recording what's being released into the atmosphere, the prophetic words, the words of wisdom, the words of understanding, the words of knowledge, the declarations, and then what the atmosphere is releasing. Remember, the scripture says the earth is moaning and groaning and waiting on the manifestation of, because the earth has something that it wants to give up and give us that we are in need of, and it is waiting on those glory carriers that will pick it up and release it. And so we definitely need those individuals who understand that they have scribal anointing. Any scribal anointed individuals on the line and say, I'll serve in that capacity. I'll position myself to hear.
I'll serve in that capacity.
Who is that?
Pastor T.
Pastor T. Okay. Pastor T, I have you. Anybody else?
I think I would fall under a scribal anointing. This is LaDonna Hardy.
Come on, girl. Okay, Evangelist LaDonna, I got you.
Okay.
So the scripture in Revelation says that John heard this, and he heard this coming up from behind. And so I just want us to make sure that we are logistically positioned to hear from whatever direction the Lord wants to minister to us in and capture it. So sometimes we're looking to hear, I'm just using this as an example, okay, a prophetic word is coming, so it must be coming from the ambassadorial prophet. Well, I want us to hear beyond that. The wind can be ministering to us. There is a sound that the wind makes, and I need us to capture that and captivate that, because I expect it to speak to us. I'm all about the Lord writing in the clouds, writing in the sky. I'm all about the manifestation of angels, the understanding the different kind of angels that have manifested themselves to bring down different things from heaven. So I definitely want us to be in tune from that perspective. Amen?
Wonderful.
Any comments to just anybody else for the scribal anointing ministry?
Elder who?
Oh.
All right. Got it. Turn that off.
Now, I believe that the Lord is releasing an aroma that speaks to the anointing that will challenge the atmosphere for his glory. So, there are different fragrances that will be released as sweet-smelling incense in the nostril of the Lord that will be released during different times of prayer.
Smelling sweet and prayer.
So I know that there are those on the line that are very gifted in the ministry of understanding the anointing of the oils and understanding not just the anointing of the oils, but what that means and what they speak to and what they usher in. So we definitely need individuals that will have an alabaster box anointing. And so now what you release out of your alabaster box, we're going to talk about, but realize that, you know what, God is calling me to release some oils in the land, on the ground, to be a part of that ministry, whether inside, out, on the ground, or on the land. And so is there anybody that senses that the Lord is speaking to? Amen. I see you, Evangelist Katie. Got you. Is there anybody that... themselves in the area of understanding the Holy Spirit with them specifically as aroma, anointing, and atmosphere, that three-strand anointing, and how it is to be released. Is anybody passionate about that three-strand anointing, not just the oils, not just understanding something about the anointing or the atmosphere, but this is the aroma that the atmosphere is requesting to release a certain anointing, because it is those smells that as it enters the atmosphere of heaven will awaken, not that it is sweet, but will awaken us to be able to from heaven in that arena. Is that anybody?
Minister Tamika?
Well, it took you long enough. I got you.
Anybody else?
I want to say aroma.
Anybody else? Okay. If you're trying to say something and I haven't responded, then that means your phone is on mute and I don't hear you. Okay. Not a problem. Moving on. In the midst of all of this, the thing that we want to understand is constantly remaining standing in awe of God, giving acknowledgement and homage to God for his gift, caught up by the splendor of his majesty, and understanding that 150 East 124th Street is because 124th Place. It's becoming a physical place where the voice sounds, resounds, and insulates from heaven. Did we have that?
Did you say permanently?
well. I didn't use the word permanently, but I'm, you know.
You were breaking up a bit. I thought you were breaking up a little bit, so I was trying to.
No, a physical place where the voice of the Lord sounds, resounds, and emulated from heaven. Now, you know, if it's permanent, I'm down with that too. Okay, so just wanting individuals who understand standing on the wall for the manifestation of that. So, is anybody on the line that understands they are north, south, east, or west, and they understand their position on the wall or the four corners and what they are responsible for doing in the spirit realm and releasing?
Four corners. Four. What are those things again? What? No, thank you. Oh, south.
Anybody?
And you got back.
Is anybody talking to me?
I said Virginia, okay. Signing in. We got your back in that area on the east.
Amen. All right, Mother Virginia in the house. So, Metropolitan, what direction is that?
East.
East. East coast with the love. So love is represented, and the Bible says love covers the multitude. So we know all of those that are standing there are covering the multitude, and we expect the multitude to come in. And so when they come, they need to be covered. Yes.
Well, Apostle, if this is Archbishop, if everything goes well as planned, Sunday we may actually be on the beach at the Atlantic Ocean baptizing. It just, I'm just waiting for further instructions.
Hallelujah. Amen.
On Rosh Hashanah, come on, Isaiah.
You're gonna videotape it again, right?
Prayerfully, if everything goes to plan. So I'm just waiting for the last resounding voice, and then I'll let you guys know.
Amen. Well, we got the East Coast, we got love, and we got that it covers, and who's covering it? Anybody from the West Coast, the North Coast, or the South Coast? And we also have additional, what you say? Okay, do you guys not know what I'm talking about? Anybody that represents any of those geographical locations? We have you noted, Pastor T. So I'm correct that there are no coasts other than the East Coast, and clearly it's up at the West Coast. And so wonderful. Who's on the West Coast that's picking up the assignment? Who's on the North and the South? The Dirty South is who?
The South. The Harrington. West.
Okay, so somebody said the South are.
Oh, yeah.
And then the South is Bishop Harrington on his birthday, and the what is the who? And the West will be Hooks and Poston, and the North.
Apostle Hooks is closer to the north, the northwest, and the Postons are southwest. So if those count as north and west, north and south.
Okay. And there's a lot of people on the line that were aligned in those areas. And I can go find those notes. So I know quite a few have stood in those areas, and I have some pictures for the other anointings.
Who?
All right, so those areas need to be covered. Information made available to understand why they become important and how the wind is released.
Can you please mute your phone so we can have clarity as the apostle speaks?
I'm trying to be so big, purposefully distracted.
That is word-wise, that the wind coming from the
sea over the land. So the prophetic word is that it's the ambassadorial prophet on the line. The prophetic word was that the wind is coming from the east and it was going to sweep over the land. A sweep and a wave over the land. Prophet Henderson?
Yes.
I don't want to disturb you from picking up my fire.
No,
pit,
no, not at all. You okay? Yeah. Are you asking me or telling me? I'm sorry.
Oh, you know that's a prophetic word. Show us how it fits as we work on this flow. Okay, so while you work on that,
yeah.
Somebody.
Wait, one of them.
What? How long can that be? Oh, you know what, Evangelist Katie? Yes, we do.
Uh-huh.
And so we just probably need to reach out to them. So the answer is definitely yes. Evangelist Katie.
Yes. And you want a phone call?
Yeah, I mean, you could take care of that. That would be superb. Okay. So,
I gotta make sure I understand what I'm telling them, though. Okay.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk after this, okay? Wonderful. So part of what we are communicating is that what God has given us is this Christ-centered service, providing Christ-centered service to the community. And so we want to always remember that that's part of our assignment while we're at 150 East 124th Place. That our assignment is to usher in Christ-centered services and make them available to the community, all while being an authentic ecumenical open-air worship center. You have that? Wonderful. So some of what is unique about what is taking place is Sunday being Rosh Hashanah, and the coming into the new year 5/7/8/1, and we kind of shared yesterday on what that means, is that we now naturally and spiritually have been we will be inheriting some blessings, some extra added benefits, but we will be inheriting and reaping in lands that we have not sown in. And so understanding that, the spiritual responsibility is to understand. Understand that there is this mandate for, and I think it's so interesting. I'm just looking for that page, but right here in front of me. That the mandate is that after Rosh Hashanah, there are 10 days that you stand in awe. So it's this 10-day period of awe, and I believe that the 10-day period of awe. And remember, well, I haven't told you that yet, but for those of you who were on the line yesterday, remember 5781, the summation of 5781, I don't want to say simply means, but simply means you will be amazed. So, for the thing that we're putting out there is we're going to stand in awe and the splendor of His majesty, and that the prophetic meaning for this year is you will be amazed. He is looking to amaze you. And if for 10 days after Sunday, or Rosh Hashanah, it's these 10 days of awe with the sounds of the shofar announcing His presence, announcing His gathering, announcing His warning and judgment, granting direction, announcing His coming, stirring up and awakening our souls to what's to happen. The prophet released the word of what was to happen in 28 days. Does everybody recall that?
Amen.
Okay, just tap yourself if you understand, or you know, if you can get with the scripture that says, if you believe the prophet, then what?
So shall you prosper.
You prosper.
Okay, so is the ambassadorial prophet on the line?
I am on the line.
So the words that you release, you want to share your own word, and then we'll tie in the word of the Lord and how the conclusion of your 28 days is the conclusion of the 10 days of awe that we can begin to expect to be amazed by God. Come from somebody. Somebody ought to be excited.
I'm excited listening to you share the word. I honestly don't remember. I just said it. Oh, you want to go back and do the replay? I know that we were sowing a seed, and the Lord said in 28 days. Yeah, it was along that line of amazement that He was doing something for us over the next 28 days. And so it sounds like apostolically the vision has been released and we are in alignment to be amazed and be blessed.
Thank you prophetically. Okay. Well, I'll go in a direction that everybody can participate in actively. Let's talk about the flow of the service, okay? Is that better for you guys?
I think we like where you're going. We just enjoying it and receiving it.
Just hearing, just listening.
You're hearing and listening. I believe it is amazing. All we did was release it, and God has given direction to it. So I think that's powerful.
Amen. The Lord won't do anything before He reveals it to the prophet, will He? Okay. So
amen.
I really did purposely go there, because what the day requires in light of that, we need people to be greeters, but not the, we need individuals to be greeters who stand in awe at the splendor of majesty, realizing that nothing happens by chance. Every individual that is present is there on divine assignment and has something to give as well as receive. And so we're greeting them to the place where we anticipate, expect for the demand on the spirit, for the voice of the Lord to be sound, resound, and to emulate from this place. For them to be in awe at God and the splendor of His majesty to manifest. And so we need those individuals who, as individuals come, will be able to greet them, identify whether they are ADM, Word Life Center, whether they are visitors, or whether they are special guests. So we definitely need 2 to 4 people 2 to 4 people to serve in that capacity. But again, this is an anointing. So the best way I know to liken this is after sexual relational healing retreat. There were a lot of positions that people wanted. But to me, the most important position at the retreat wasn't the speaker, the healing, the deliverance, the altar call, the wondering thing. It was registration. And it was registration because that was the one time that we had to reach out and interact, to touch, to involve, to engage with every single person that was coming to the retreat. The only way to get your free room was to come through registration. Now, there may have been some people that got a room as a result of somebody, but we still had, it was the first point or initial point of contact, and that was always so powerful for me. I may not have seen it in the worship service or the workshops or in any other ministry opportunity, but I saw them in registration. And it became a, you know what, this is who we've been praying for. This is what we're expecting God to do. Just the point of contact was just a powerful exchange. So I'm looking for 2 to 4 people that realize that you are the initial representatives of the Holy Ghost that they are coming in contact with. And you will begin the jump-starting process of their baby jumping. They may not even know they're pregnant with promise, but they will get the message as soon as they begin to feel a shifting and a shaking in their spirit realm. Something about their contact with you should erupt and bring them to a place like, I don't even know why I'm here, but I know that I'm supposed to be here. So I need 2 to 4 people. Anybody?
Pastor Norwood is here.
Okay, Pastor?
Yes.
Well, Pastor, you had, I had myself down for that, the greeter and the passing of the bags. This is Pastor Rogers.
Pastor Diane.
And also explaining the COVID signatures.
Okay, we're going to come to the COVID aspect of that later, but we're going to put you at this aspect.
Okay.
Okay, I so note, and what's her name? Pittman, too. What's her name? Thank you. All right, I have our 4 people. Thank you very much. That is closed now. All right, so that for me, I believe all kind of wonderful things are going to happen Sunday, but it's that first contact with when they realize they're in the right place and they interact with God's representative. When they meet, I don't know, when they have an encounter with his glory, they begin to hear and know and feel that they were chosen. I mean, it's not like somebody got some special handwritten invitation, but this is like, you know what, God chose me. He handpicked me out of everybody else in the universe to be here, and I know that because of my interaction with you. All I did was come to the gate. Okay? But, all right. So, anyway, I'm always excited about that part because the exchange of the bags is just like God has you here, and he has something special for you. Don't miss it. My God, don't miss it. Okay, anyway, so got the water. Got that. The other, is Apostle KP on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Do we have the information about special guests? Excuse me.
Yes, we have confirmed with Ms. Reed, who is the president of the Greater Chamber of Commerce for Roseland. well, the correct title is Greater Roseland Chamber of Commerce. She has confirmed, and she gave me another contact name to call for the alderman's office, and I'll be reaching out to them tomorrow to see if I can get confirmed. She said that they would either send a representative or they'll send a letter acknowledging us with the alderman's office.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the alderman is Anthony Beal, maybe?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. And this is, this, what do you call them, ward? Okay, I was trying to write down the ward that we were in. Hello, what ward is this? Please remind me. Okay.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. I prefer to. Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to say the wrong thing either. But it's a ward,
yeah.
So we'll get it and write it down. Okay. The other thing is, I don't know whether. I don't know his correct title. I'm going to call him Mr. Willie Wilson or Dr. Willie Wilson. Dr. Willie Wilson. I'm not sure if he'll be there or representative as well. But we definitely want to give place to acknowledge the community leaders. The police district that's in this area. Okay. I'm sorry, say that again.
That's what I said. Say that again.
Okay, yes. So the police district that we're in, we clearly always have police present. However, if we can find out the district and just share that, as we take time to pray for our community, I think that should be a part of it as well.
I will reach out again. I did reach out to them when we initially moved in, and the person who was the head of community affairs, she did tell me that due to COVID, they weren't really coming out of nowhere. But I'll call again on tomorrow and just see where they are as well. I'll go back into my notes and confirm that, okay?
Okay, that's wonderful. And even if we just get the name of, yes, somebody is speaking.
Yes, Anthony Beals Ward is the ninth ward.
Thank you. Even if we get the name so that we can share it, so that it is just a part of our community prayer wall.
Okay.
So we definitely want to keep them listed on our community prayer wall. And I was trying to figure out how to say, and our neighbors. There has to be some appropriate language to use for our neighbors and things like that. But we want to create a community prayer wall, and then as it is being created and it is released on Sunday, we want to make sure that we have their names up there. And I believe that there was a book that we have. Oh my God, it was made by Moody. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it just kind of gives some information for the West Pullman. And so even if we put that, because I'm pretty sure we have it on individual pages, even if we put that on the community prayer wall and then list these individuals' names, and we just keep that up before the people in prayer.
Apostle.
And so somebody is calling me.
Yes. Are you talking about the Chicago Prayer Guide?
So I know it is broken up in pages, and if we put that on some kind of PowerPoint, poster board, something, so we need to create a community prayer wall. I don't care if it's a mobile community prayer wall. It's on some big rolling stuff that we roll out on Sunday and roll back in the building. On Sunday, we need to have a community prayer wall. I don't care if we use a giant piece of post-it and put it on in front of the church at the double doors coming in that little square box. This is our prayer for this week for our community, you kind of concept. Okay? Wonderful. Anybody giving to community prayer?
Given to community prayer?
You know, yes. The part of the passion they have when they pray is for the community. And for the, let me think, where is that list at? You know, for those in office, according to the scripture. So we would be praying for Anthony Beal and for the Miss Reed lady, for the police department people. You know, people that understand prayer and praying for those that have rule over us, those that are in office, that actually represent us. They are the voice, and so we need to give them the voice that they are permitted to have by directing their voice in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. All right. I trust that I'm going to get Dink on my cell phone to tell me that's what you do, and I'm going to write your name down.
You can go ahead and put me on there.
Okay. I'm Pastor Norwood, too. This is what we do every Monday through Friday. We do the Mountain of Government and the community as well.
And so part of, I think we have a responsibility if, good Lord, we pray at 5 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Good Lord to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we pray at 1 and at 6 and all of that, but I'm only talking about that 5 o'clock thing she got going on. Okay? Good Lord to Jesus. Yes, that's it, Elder. But the point that I was making was that if indeed we control, when we talk about being the leaders of influence, it's not always that we have the power of influence, and we have the power and authority to redirect and give voice and sound. I now understand that whole sound and resound, because I didn't really get it, but I did write it because he said it. We have the power and authority. Let's stop having people stand with us and align themselves with our power and authority. No, let's use our apostolic and prophetic power and authority and give them the voice that they are allowed to use. What's that? What's that movie? Oh, okay. You didn't give me the voice that I could sing. Green Girl. So there's this whole place in this movie. There's this whole place in this movie where she goes through this thing like, you thought you gave me the voice. And for so long, she became whatever it was he said. I think that's very prophetic. We just need to go that there. Say that again. We just need to understand that there are people that the Lord wants in position, but we are the voices of authority. We give them the direction through prayer and intercession. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous develop much. We give them the direction that they should be going. Have you ever seen somebody going, preparing to say something, but because you prayed, you watched the words in their mouth change course?
Let me just keep going. I can't do you right now.
All right. I'm sure you all get the picture. I'm going to keep going right now. We've already talked about the attire. We are going to go on to, we understand. Prophet, did you merge together us a theme?
I did not merge us together a theme, Apostle.
Okay.
I think we got several things going. I like sound, resound. I'm going. You got us a lot of things.
I didn't feel like that was said with a lot of love, but I'm going to flow with it. So the sounds of that. There are so many different instruments of worship. And some of the things that the Lord gave us, I want to say before we went to Denver, but they really began to come to light in Denver, were the scepters and the, I can't pronounce it,
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. And so those, we've had them for centuries. We had those for years. And so part of incorporating them, we've incorporated them in one or two retreats, maybe one leadership conference, but they're going to be a very intricate part of this worship experience that we'll have on Sunday. And so their prophetic nature of ushering in the voice of God prophetically and preparing the people. And so I guess part of what I want, and the scepters, and we have a lot of different scepters that represent several different areas. But I really want us to allow our focus to be on what's taking place or to create this worshipful atmosphere. And I don't mean just praise and worship. I mean in all that we do and say and prepare the act. Okay, the song, Prepare the Way of the Lord. What's that song? Prepare the Yeah, I don't know the song of
voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. That one.
Yeah. These are the days of Elijah.
That's
the days of Elijah. Yeah.
That's about the second coming of Christ.
So Pastor T, that's all we're going to say, the second coming of Christ.
Right, got to get ready.
Okay, and so for those of you that are on the phone that you're doing your preparatory work for November, a lot of this has to do with what you should be utilizing for November. But anyway, so I just want us to come prepared and not prepared to be a spectator, but know that God is using it. All right, the pressure, understanding why he gave us the building, not just so that we can own property. But the type of building that he gave, the two-sided building. So it is very interesting to me that we ministered a word, prophet, I don't know how many years ago that it came out the first time about the double door blessings, those double-sided blessings. And then you're in a revolving door for this continuous flow of blessings, and he only props it open to let more in so he can turn and allow you to let some out so you become the conduit for that. I don't know, that was like 20 years ago, but then he gives us this building with double doors and double sides, and it's these double doors that you are stuck in between double doors. Everywhere you go are double doors, And so I really believe we need to hear that double door blessing, that double door anointing. We really, I'm sure you guys are getting that, right? Oh, amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, and it's the 5th Police District. Come on. Thank you. Okay. And so these double door blessings, and then I understand that is speaks to the anointing of Joseph, and I know the Lord released the anointing of Joseph up in this camp. So I say all of that, and this may not have been the flow that you all were particularly looking for this call, and you may say you really don't know more than you did in terms of what you're supposed to be doing, but what you're supposed to be doing is taking everything that has been said and allowing your spirit to receive it without your flesh interpreting it. So you just want to receive. Okay, straight from heaven, you want to receive. So the other thing, I'm not sure, Evangelist, how you take such a service. Yes, definitely, Brainstorming. I'm not sure how you take such a service, but that's what you do, and I'm sure you'll work that out. So what you can get on tape, well, I mean, I don't know. What you can get on tape,
I've been praying for it to manifest on. I've been praying for it to manifest on tape like it did at Prophet's anointing ceremony. There were angels in the video, so I've been praying to see that again.
Amen. I'm definitely down with the manifestation of angels. Amen. And those people who understand that they have angels and that angels are, yes, that was on my list to do, to ask him if he could come and take some pictures. So can you do that? I'm not sure if Minister Tamika, Minister LaDonna, Pastor T, that whole combination of people, if we can find out if Horace is available to take pictures, that would be super phenomenal. I just didn't get to that on my list to do, nor did I get to the sign for the yard, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. We will find out.
So much different people is underlined that was last night. But can you explain again about going out the back gate and coming around on the street side and coming through the front gate and enter into the church? That's no concept.
Yes. No, that's okay. Just oil or incense. I know. I think we're going to have to do both, Minister Tamika. So in terms of how, okay, so let's go back to the flow. In terms of how we're going to make it from outside, inside
the
gate.
Excuse me, Apostle, could you repeat that, please? I didn't hear that last part.
Say that again.
I didn't hear that very last part.
Is that
you,
Minister Tamika?
Yes.
I was responding to the text that we probably need to look at both of those.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I was responding to your text. Or do you mean the part about getting in touch with Horace about video, taking pictures?
No, the text part.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, we probably need to work on both of those on tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so wonderfully awesome. So one of the things that we need to look at is the route that we will take from the parking lot in the gate to the property outside the gate to in the church, out the church, and back to the parking lot. and who should be a part of that procession. Put another model here. So we can definitely sit. I definitely don't believe that everybody needs to be a part of that procession. I think that those people, you know, that do the parking lot, do the field, do the inside the building, it doesn't have to be all of the same people. However, those that make it inside have the responsibility of releasing I gotta find where I wrote it. Or aroma, atmosphere. Those are individuals that are responsible for releasing aroma, anointing, and atmosphere. So that becomes part of their responsibility, and we need to kind of talk about how we're going to release an oil in the church as opposed to in the parking lot, as opposed to on the grassy area. So as you begin to think of, and I know everybody isn't on the line, but is there anybody that knows that, you know, God is calling them to, they are one anointed to release worship, or they have a Levitical anointing, and so that part of what God is charging them with needs to take place in the building as well as the parking lot, as well as the grassy area. Then we can talk about what that flow is going to look like to y'all. Is there anybody?
Yes.
Yeah. That's all day.
How many areas is that, Apostle?
I pray it's three, but I could be wrong. Is Pastor Bethel on the line? Fine. I wrote her name down. She could be on mute.
Yes, I'm here.
That's fine. I wrote you down.
Outside the gate, in the parking lot, in the building.
Okay, I know somebody is talking, but that was a very faint voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry. I was just counting the areas.
Oh, this is no problem. I have you, Evangelist. Anybody else?
Which evangelist?
Not you, Evangelist Katie. You okay? Breathe.
Okay, thank you.
Well, no, I can't say that you're okay. I take that back. First of all, you know, you're a seer. You need to see. And in seeing, you may have to go to some odd places. And the only way to see in the seer realm and the natural realm simultaneously for you for tomorrow, for Sunday, maybe videotaping so that you can capture all of the manifestation of angels. So you are on that list because you're a seer. And the Lord is going to allow you to see supernaturally so that, where are those scribers listening? They're on a different page. That's my first list. They're scribers too. Good. So you can scribe while you see.
Yep. I'm already seeing, so we'll talk.
Okay, good. But I wasn't talking about you when I said it the first time. But I have to add. I have to add it to you. I was talking about evangelists. But anyway, anybody else? So I know that there's some people that's not on the line that will be there, and I'll be adding their name to this list as well. And this is in the building.
You call me Apostle, Pastor Beth, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. You go on and multitask. I already drafted you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. You go on and multitask. All right. Anybody else?
Because she'll be distracted.
Ambassadorial, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Do you know who's coming from Ohio?
I do know that Elder Carter is coming from Ohio, and he is bringing one of his sons and their chauffeur.
Oh, okay, got you. I just, who? Oh, I'm coming. I've got the text right now. I don't even know where I had that one. Okay, I see you. Evangelist Saunders, I'm just trying to figure out whether that was, which side that was on. So hold on, I need to put a pin on that. And so our sword bearer. Lord. Yes, okay. Anthony B.
Yes, he'll be there, Pastor.
Support.
Yeah. Huh? Yes, he'll be there.
Anthony Noble. Okay. Is there anybody? Are you getting in touch with Christy? Okay. Can you all do that? Because he's definitely. Is Evangelist Shannon on the line? What's his name? Oh. Okay. Is Vicky Dean on the line or Missionary Benita? I'm sure you can't, Evangelist Teddy. I'm sure you can't. Okay. So we definitely want to have those that will minister in sword with force. I'm not sure if it is possible because if I'm not mistaken, it's all men. Is Evangelist Anita on the line? For the young men to have on white surplus or white cassette or white t-shirt? I'm flexible. No. If they could do white t-shirts and... and black pants, jeans, something. Is that possible?
You mean white shirts or white t-shirts?
White shirts, white t-shirts, white surpluses, white tassels. I'm very flexible. With black jeans or black pants or black cargo pants or... pants,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, Anthony has a white shirt and black pants.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. Okay.
But he also has white suit, too, if possible. You want him to wear a white suit?
It's up to you. Whatever he is, what is white? Whatever he is comfortable in.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No, you're wearing a cassock.
All right. So, the anointing. So, we need to be prepared. So, everybody needs to be. Before I make that statement, we'll talk about what time we want everybody to be there. But we definitely want to be available for the anointing of Miriam and the anointing of Mary. Okay? I'm just going to believe that you all are listening and going to govern yourselves accordingly. So every time the shofars are sound, are blown, we want to see them as messages that are going from God's mouth to our house. Okay, so we want to see them as carrying the sound, or people carrying the message. We have the oils that we will anoint with. Are there any questions other than who's going to do prayer, scripture, praise and worship, the word, and all of that? Because we haven't got that. So are we ready now? For some of you, for some of for what?
Oh, no. Sorry.
So you have the responsibility of reflecting over the prophetic word for the last 5 months. I believe that was the word we were, those were the instructions that we were given yesterday, was to look at the prophetic word that has gone forth, May, June, July, August, and September. So look at the prophetic word that has gone forth from May to September. Each of those prophetic words every month was released with a name of God. So the prophetic word was released with the name of God. You also were responsible for identifying the names of God that speak to his splendor, his, yes. Hold on, I'm listening. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. Oh, the name of God that speak to his splendor, and that speak to his splendor, that speak to you will be amazed. So his splendor, majesty, and you will be amazed. All right, here we go. I'm probably about to go. If I may get back, so you will definitely need to prepare yourself and be prepared to is that? That could be a problem for a dog, but okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Okay, so this is me giving you all assignments. And you're not going to really see yourself in these assignments. You just need to trust that you're in it. And so as I release it, you just need to know I said it so I may be calling on you to do. Okay? So Sunday is the start. First of all, don't forget, everyone must be familiar with the sounds, the significance of the shofar that have been in your brown worship bag. You will also have in your bag the significance of the shofar. You'll have some information that talks about the necessity of different worship items. Also have some information just about the ministry and the church overall. Oh, amen. Yes, Sister LaDonna. That's awesome. I like that white balloon release.
What?
That I can live with that as my dove. So bags of white balloons being released is just simply elegantly phenomenal. So, yes.
Amen.
Who said that? That's how, like, that's how, like, something somebody could get with, like, now that's something I can deal with.
Was that you, Prophet?
No, that was not me.
Oh, okay. No, he said it was not him. Okay. So, but I am very excited about those ones. Pretty cool. Okay, anyway, so you all have that information. You will need it. You will need the information for the prayer shawl and the understanding the prayers of the prayer shawl. You will need to understand the kind of prayer shawl that you have and what it is for. Is it a worship prayer shawl, warring prayer shawl, praise prayer shawl, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, good Lord, it could be anything. But you're going to need to know that because what you have is who you are. So you need to become who you are. So see, that's simple. You're going to need to understand Rosh Hashanah and this head of the year and what that means and what that looks like. I'm so excited about that. And then you need the following information. 5781 simply means the long and short version of it is for this year, okay, you will be amazed. So that just, you know, as we talk about the sounds of the shofar, as we talk about the splendor and the majesty of God and being in awe, it is all in alignment with you will be amazed. And so you need to prophetically prepare yourself for those last 10 days that the ambassadorial prophet spoke about as he is in alignment with years of prophetic history that stem back before Jesus. Come on, somebody ought to be excited about that. But you don't have to. Authentic prophetic gifts will always emerge. Okay, so we also need to understand the prophetic season that we are in so as to be able to interpret it and apostolically declare it. I pray that you heard that. Let me say it again. You need to understand the prophetic season that we are in so that it can be interpreted apostolically so that it can be declared, number one. Number two, we need to understand 5781, meaning the eye, the plow, the fence, and the ox. And what that means, the eyes to see, the plow as a weapon, the fence to separate, the ox that speaks of strength. Now, you know, the Bible says that the wheat and tare, the Bible talks about the wheat and tare, the sheep and goats, the good seed and the bad seed, the good fish and the bad fish. And I say that because you need to understand how your strength emerges. And your strength doesn't emerge because you get rid of everything negative and bad. You emerge in the midst of, okay? So just keeping that in mind. I'm about to give you some scriptures. The best thing I can tell you to do is read them. Matthew 26 and 41. Matthew 26 and 41 is associated with the eye. And so it is associated with the first number being 5. Matthew 26 and 41 is associated with the eye. Temptation. Watch as well as pray. Guard against temptation. Number the 7 in 5781. The 7. Luke 9:62. And Ephesians 6:10-18. Ephesians 6:10-18 is associated with the plow and the weapon. The plow and the weapon. It speaks to I'm not turning back. I will not turn back. It speaks to not quitting, not giving in, and putting on the whole armor of God so that there is a spiritual attire that we wear, which is the whole armor of God, that has a lot to do with our, what do you call these things? Our garments. But that's a different class. But anyway, the two have a lot to do with each other. So the 7, Luke 9:62 and Ephesians 6:10-18, talking about the plow, not putting your hands to something and turning back. I'm moving down to the 8 and 5781. The eight, the scripture, 2 Corinthians 6:17. 2 Corinthians 6:17. These scriptures speak to the fence. The next scriptures,
Matthew 13:24-30, Matthew 13:24-30, and 36-43. So Matthew 13:24-30, and 36-43. That's a good one. Matthew 25:31-46. Matthew 25:31-46. So all of these speak to the fifth. It speaks of guarding yourself and separating yourself. Separating yourself from all negative, from all of the different parts and schemes of the enemy. Making sure that we don't become improperly aligned with systems that are developed to grow and spread poison. So there are some things that we align ourselves with that's just not spiritually healthy. What? Do we have them so far? Amen. All right. Are we not missing anything? Okay, then the 1, 5, 7, 8, 1. 1 represents the following scriptures. It's going to be 4 of them. Matthew 23:4, Matthew 23:4, Matthew 24:13, Matthew 24:13, Psalms 81:6, Psalms 81:6, and Ephesians 6:13. And it speaks about the act and the ability to endure to the end, to be able to stand under pressure, being willing to carry the weight and the burden, and understanding that it is under that you are created for worship. Does everybody have the scriptures? Does anybody want me to repeat the scriptures for the eye, the plow, the fence, or the ox?
Repeat the 8 one more time, please.
Repeat the 8.
Yes, 2 Corinthians.
Exactly. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. Matthew 13:24-30. 30-43, Matthew 13:24-30, 36-43, Matthew 25:31-46, Matthew 25:31-46, and the last one, I probably didn't give you all that other one. So that's it. Does everybody have them?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. So you were given shofar ram scriptures. You were given some scriptures as we talked about what we are beginning to anticipate. You were given the overall theme of sounds of shofar as it relates to the, if you will, if it helps you all, as it relates to number 5, blown in the presence of God, and in the presence of God, you are definitely amazed. So if that helps you all, but, you know, the whole overall concept of being amazed. We will be calling on people to read some of the scriptures in Hebrew and the prayer in Hebrew. We will also be asking people to share the share with some of these things. Also to be a part of praise and worship, be a part of the dedication. Dedication meaning releasing the anointing of praise and worship as it relates to the varying levels of it in the atmosphere. So this is a very worshipful dedication. And we will be expecting the intervention of God. We will be speaking out of our mouth the word of God. According to Revelation 12 and 11, the scripture says that we overcame by our testimony. We will be allowing the Lord to authenticate the testimony in us, allowing the Lord to authenticate the testimony in us. And according to Isaiah 43 and 26, our request to the Lord is, Lord, put me in remembrance. Lord, put me in remembrance. There's just some foundational things that we need to remember so that we can get to the place of being in awe, being simply amazed by God. You guys have been phenomenally awesome. Any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, and or input, I am listening.
Apostle, I don't know.
Yes.
This is LaDonna speaking. I don't know if Horace will be available Sunday. We will definitely find out for you. But as far as the scribal ministry, that's what I was thinking that I would do, that I would do some photography and then develop that into like a slideshow or a presentation. And I wanted to maybe, because of the type of service this is, make it in black and white, like a black and white version with some scripts on it and some interviews from attendees, feedback, et cetera, et cetera.
That's phenomenal, Evangelist. Evangelist LaDonna, right?
Yes.
I have you written.
The balloon release. If we're going to invest in that, if I could get Deacon JJ to help, perhaps he can help inflate these balloons. We would need the, you know, like the helium and things. And if I could get his help, we can get, you know, a couple of hands in and get it done.
I don't know that Deacon JJ will be there. He lives really far, and transportation to obtain him and return him is difficult. So
okay.
It is my understanding that it's a possibility that he won't be there. But you're saying you need people to help inflate the balloon?
Yes,
okay,
because it will be a lot.
Okay, no problem.
I got you.
So are we talking about 200 balloons?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just trying to have
a
baseline.
And a large helium tank. Just want to say
and
it is kind of helium tank.
Helium tank. Got you.
Helium is expensive. I just want to just mention that. Helium is expensive.
Okay. Tomorrow, I know that some people are meeting me at church to do some stuff. Minister Evangelist Tamika, if you could have, Minister Tamika, if you could have some of that information so that we can begin to look into where to get the tank, if it's something that we need to rent or whatever.
Could you repeat that one more time? It sounds a little muffled.
Can you have the information for the tank? That way I'll know if it's something we need to rent or how we obtain a helium tank.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'll bring that with me tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
You're
About the for the COVID form. The COVID form, you say they were going to be in the brown bag. Is it still going that way?
You know what, Pastor? I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to assess if it needs to be, or if we just need the people going in the building to know who those, let's just say, 12 people are in advance, and just have those 12 people go through our protocol. I'm making up 12, but I'm just saying. So why don't we prepare to go that way? Because everyone won't have a need to come in the building.
Okay.
So
that sounds... Yeah, that's okay. That's more logical.
Okay. So unless, as we identify those that will go in the building, they would be the ones that would adhere to our COVID protocol.
Got it.
Okay. Wonderfully awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anything we didn't cover? The parking lot, let's be very mindful of how we park. We definitely want to give attention to how we park. You know, that one car, we definitely don't want to kind of end up with two cars because you actually really lose some valuable parking spaces that we're going to need. And we want to fill up certain sections first. So let's. Somebody saying something? Maybe not. So we definitely want to give attention to how maybe some of the first cars that are on and just kind of follow the leading of the deacon so we'll know. So we'll know how to park. We will have some tents, chairs for people that are coming via transportation. People that are coming via transportation, we want to give them priority seating. People that are coming via transportation, we want to give priority tent seating. I know that we thank you for those that were willing to be greeters. We'll also work it out, especially for that, how the distribution of your worship bags are released, and the cotton balls that's in them with the peppermint oil to address any bee attacks. So we want to be very mindful about when, you know, putting any pesticides on one of that there. That's the point. Questions, concerns, suggestions, input? All right. Well, if not, we will prepare to dismiss. We will prepare to dismiss. And Prophet, is Metropolitan on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's up with that?
All right.
Let's East Coast close us out.
Okay.
Cover us in love. Good Lord, good Jesus.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful, glorious evening. Thank you, God, for this wonderful plan that you have in place, God. Thank you for everything that you are just doing in this time, in this wonderful season, and the beginning of this new year for the body of Christ, oh God. God, thank you for including us in your plan, oh God. You have us in your mind, you have us in your heart, and you are putting these things out, oh God, so that we can always be in remembrance of just who you are, just the great and awesome God, oh God, as we sit back and just watch you go. So, God, we thank you that everything is going to fall into place the way that you have planned from the beginning of time. And, God, may we all be able to catch up in this moment. Oh, God, bless these people, oh, God, who has lend their time, oh, God, and their vessels, oh, God, to be used in this mighty way. Thank you for our apostle, Heavenly Father, and all that you continue to pour into her and everything that surrounds her, oh, God, and everything that she touches, oh, God, and every ministry that is connected. And so, God, we thank you, we bless you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Love you all, and thank you. Okay, please pass the word along. You know, allow people to be a part of this and share and pray. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Apostle.